Welcome to The Daily Rewind. My name's Tom Hannon, and I'm your host. Today's classic moment features the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros on May 4th, 1975. Bob Watson, who was never known for his speed, he stole only 27 bases in his entire career, and he was actually caught 28 times, uses his legs to score baseball's 1,000,000th run. The Astros and Giants were forced to play a Sunday doubleheader at Candlestick Park in San Francisco because of a very rare rainout the day before. They hit the field for Game 1 a couple of hours earlier than they normally would have. The millionth run didn't come without some drama. At 12:32 p.m., both Watson and Jose Cruz were on, and Milt May launches a three-run home run. May and Cruz almost get tangled up. But Watson was casually jogging towards third base when he heard someone yell from the bullpen down the left field line, "Run, run, run." So Watson takes off in a sprint to score ahead of Dave Concepcion of the Reds, who had hit a home run, and he was racing around the bases. Watson scores 1.5 seconds ahead of Concepcion. Now that is some drama. Now, the Astros unfortunately lost the game 8-6. Now, for a special treat, I'm going to bring you the radio broadcast. Folks, before we jump into today's highlights, I just have to ask you, do you want to put 50 years of baseball history in your pocket? I know what you're thinking, it's not going to fit, but it really will because it's all in audio format. These are lost pieces of baseball history told to you from baseball cathedrals. They're told to you by icons of the game, from Red Barber, Ernie Howell, to Harry Carey. I get goosebumps personally listening to these games and even thinking about the interviews and what these players are going to share with me. I know what you're thinking. Is this AI? Are there bots? Is there some magic potion here that are making these things appear? And I'm telling you, they're not. These games are real. They were done by real people at that specific moment in time. All the iconic moments, the interviews, none of it's reproduced. None of it's AI. It's all real, but done, again, by real people. If you want to check them out, there's a free intro offer. Jump on over to VintageBaseballReflections.com, and there's over 2,500 audio clips and games for you to put in your pocket, take on walks with you, hang around the fireplace and listen, put them on the porch, invite some friends over. However you want to listen, you're going to be able to listen to these amazing moments in baseball history. Use this coupon this day for a special gift at the checkout. The scoring play, the courtesy of the Astros Daily.
All right, here's the 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Pretty deep.
Back going Mercer. Back, oh, back. Bye-bye. Home run by Milt May. Hold it.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Well, I was looking down there for a moment. Cruz had gone back to first, and May almost passed him up between first and second. And there is the millionth run. Bob Watson scores the 1,000,000th run in baseball's history. So we had it all. We hit the circuit right there, though. The millionth run scored by Bob Watson, the first of three to score in Milt May's three-run home run.
Yeah, Mel Allen, the old former Yankee announcer, my old hometown buddy from Birmingham, will be announcing that out of New York, and I hope they don't get their computer mixed up and have about 15 different guys scoring that millionth run here this afternoon all at the same time.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that replay. As you heard, May and Cruz almost got tangled up there, and then they celebrated Watson scoring the millionth run. So that was brought to you by Astros Daily. You can check out their website. They have tons of stuff for the Houston Astros. Just about everything that's ever happened in their history is on there. And you can check out thisdayinbaseball.com. Check out May 4th, 1975 season, Bob Watson's page, Dave Concepcion's page, Candlestick Park. You can check all these things out on thisdayinbaseball.com. And when you look at May 4th, you can see debuts, final games, and so much more. I hope you go there and enjoy the site. And my only ask is that if you like our content, please share it. Please like us, give us a review. It all helps getting our word out there for thisdayinbaseball.com. My name's Tom Hannon. I'm your host. I'll see you at the ballpark.